Here's a thought I'll title, Things or Moments. If you were to ask a photographer what it is they make pictures of, the chances are they'll answer one of two ways. I either take pictures of things, or perhaps they'll say, I take pictures of people. After all, things and people are what we point our camera at. It's what we focus on. It's how we compose. Things are people. It's an understandable response to such a question. But more likely than not, what they really capture is not a thing or a person. It's a moment, at least in their better photographs. Think of the history of photography. Certainly images like the burning of the Hindenburg, that's a moment. But I would propose that even Dorothea Lange's Migrant Mother is a moment. And certainly there are people in the picture, but it's the moment that makes the picture special. The same could be said of Pepper Number 30, which looks like it's a picture of a thing. But when you get right down to it, it's a picture of a moment of recognition that Edward Weston had looking at that pepper and suddenly realizing it could make a beautiful photograph. We photograph things and people, but what we capture are moments. After all, it's called still photography. Still meaning it's not a moving moment. We capture that moment at the proverbial 60th of a second and freeze time, freeze the moment for all to see. So one of the earliest lessons I can remember from my youth in photography was this idea about capturing moments rather than simply making pictures of things or people. I always try my best to remember this when I'm out photographing, but it really came to mind last week when I was at Shiprock, New Mexico. Shiprock is a beautiful photographable thing. It's a giant rock out in the middle of the desert. Fantastic. Lots and lots and lots of people have photographed it. Lots of photographers have made beautiful artwork of Shiprock. And when I was driving out there, some 40 miles from Cortez, where we were staying, I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I going all the way out there to make another photograph of Shiprock, New Mexico, when there are literally, probably, millions of them that exist? And then I remembered, that's right, I'm not going there to photograph Shiprock. I'm going there to photograph a moment. And it may be only my moment. It may be a moment that's only meaningful to me. That is to say, could just be a memory. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't do it. Interestingly enough, when I got to Shiprock, it wanted me to photograph the moment. Because when we got there, it was completely covered by clouds. You couldn't see Shiprock at all. And then as the wind blew the clouds away, a little tiny bit of the top of Shiprock became visible. And I thought, I'm not photographing Shiprock. I'm photographing this moment. And essentially, for the next couple of hours, that's what we had. Clouds drifting in front of Shiprock, clouds covering Shiprock, and they were all interesting moments, but nothing that revealed all of Shiprock. So a couple of days later, we decided to go back and see if we could photograph it in different weather. Well, when we got there, there were clouds, big puffy clouds way up in the sky that were casting shadows down on Shiprock. And it suddenly wasn't a thing. It was more like a performance. We watched for a couple of hours, and there were never two moments that were exactly the same. The clouds came, the clouds went, the shadows came, the shadows went, shadows on different parts of the face of Shiprock, sometimes just a tiny beam of sunlight coming through the clouds, sometimes almost all of Shiprock covered by cloud shadows. It was absolutely marvelous. Finally, we'd sort of had enough, captured as much as we thought we were going to capture, and when I got back and loaded it up into Lightroom, I found I have 356 images of Shiprock between the 2 days, each one of which a unique moment. I have no idea how I'm going to use these images, where I'm going to use them, how I'm going to choose which ones to use out of the 356 that I made. But that's an editing challenge, which I never think about at the time I'm there trying to capture the moments. I'll probably be wrapping up this trip day after tomorrow, as I think I'll get home then. And I will have driven on this trip 10,000 miles, and already I have 3,500 images. And the primary criteria I'll use to think about all of those images is which ones of them are just pictures of things. I don't have any pictures of people. And how many of them are pictures of moments? And I can guarantee you it's the ones that are pictures of moments that will rise from the masses and become the important photographs from this trip, the ones that I'll treasure, the ones that I'll probably use in a project. Yes, we can make a picture in a 60th of a second, but as Cartier-Bresson so rightly showed us, it's getting the right 60th of a second and the right moment that makes a great photograph. And even those of us photographing in the landscape would do well to remember that.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.